Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I attended the annual convention of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I've been attending these meetings for more than 20 years. Some years, a big issue is farm bill or trade, but not this year. This year, I was surprised to witness the almost universal anger and disenchantment with the leadership in Washington, D.C. I don't care if you talk about health care legislation, cap and trade, or regulations. Heartland America is not happy with what's going on. They think the government is spending way too much money. And this doesn't sit well with citizens that know they can't spend so much money because they don't have it now. They've cut their spending, which makes sense when times are tough. However, their elected government officials either print more money or borrow it from China and spend it. American taxpayers believe that Washington squanders half of every tax dollar, and they're convinced that the health care overhaul will cost a ton of money that we don't have. Cap and trade legislation result in more taxes and do nothing to help our planet. Government regulators, they want to promulgate new regulations. And I quote this from the Washington Post, "Regulators display a passion for rules and a belief that government must protect the public from dangers lurking at home and on the job." And now the EPA claims to have the power to regulate what we grow and where we grow it on our farms, and that scares farmers to death. Everywhere you look, this government is reaching to regulate something else. The FDA wanted to ban the sale of raw oysters from the Gulf during warm weather. Well, the critics were able to force FDA to back off of that one. But just today, I see in the paper the U.S. Department of Transportation wants to take over the regulation of subways and light rail systems in cities all over the country. The level of government activism brings true meaning to a statement by President Reagan. And he said, "Big government has a plan. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it." We need to reverse the nanny state power grab. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.